Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, October 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny and a half, actually up 2 cents, December wheat up 4¾ cents, and November beans up 3¼ cents. Currently, we've got the dollar just up a couple of ticks. Crude oil is taking a little breather, down 63 cents a barrel. Gold and silver a little bit higher. The bond market continues its break, down about a half a basis point. It's been down almost a point and a half, so it's come back a little bit off the lows. Export sales this morning were excellent on the corn and the beans. Corn came in at 1.4 million metric tons. The beans a whopping 1.5 million metric tons, well above the guesses. Wheat came in just a little bit higher than the average at 435. So overall, pretty good numbers, particularly in the beans and the corn. Funds are short corn and beans, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see some more short covering here. We've been hovering right around the 50-day moving average in the beans, and if we can move above that, I think close above it, it would certainly be helpful for the bean market. The dollar is back up again, like I said, a little bit. We're at 95.44, so that put a little damper on things. And the crude oil might put a little damper on things. But the weather is probably the big story out here. They're looking at heavy, heavy rains over the next 10 days throughout a good chunk of the Midwest. So I think that's got people thinking that harvest is going to be delayed, some damage out there. There were really strong winds in Nebraska as the front moved through, and that should have knocked down a fair amount of corn. Is it a game changer? No, but it could go a little ways to slicing some of the yield potential off the corn and the beans out here. So all that's a little bit friendly here, and add that to the funds being short. Problem is, the funds are short still 70,000-80,000 contracts of bean oil. If they decide to cover that and that rallies the beans, bean markets generally lit up by the oil don't last. And don't forget, a week from today we get the production numbers, and they should be pretty hefty on the corn and beans. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. I think if we can rally this market, you know, significantly 30 cents in beans by next week, the pros will be willing sellers. We can rally the corn another 14 cents. The pros will be sellers. So you know, hopefully we can rally it, and there may be some marketing opportunities there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.